Brutus held the flimsy map up to the moon peeking between the clouds, as if more light would suddenly show where he was. Thank the Creator that he'd rendezvoused with Sulla in the forest. The other man at least had a map, even if it wasn't much help.
I can't make head nor tail of this damn thing.
Brutus screwed up the parchment and dropped it in the mud. At this rate, he'd be an old man before they reached Margalvia. They'd left the forest hours ago, entering the southern grasslands, but every direction looked the same now.
Don't do that, you lout, Sulla said.
And in his farewell address a few weeks after that, he predicted victory in the Cold War not primarily because of U.S. material strengths, but spiritual supremacy.
The communist world has great resources, and it looks strong. But there is a flaw in their society. Theirs is a godless system, a system of slavery. There is no freedom in it, no consent. The Iron Curtain, the secret police, the constant purges, all these are symptoms of a great basic weakness, the rulers' fear of their own people. In the long run, the strength of our free society and our ideals will prevail over a system that has respect for neither God nor man.
What? Then you're going to have a fight with him. Why? Because, Roger, Mona will notice how strong you are, and she'll fall for you. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, but I don't want to cause trouble.
Let me ask you a question. From a scale of 1 to 10, how badly do you want to be with Mona?
That's easy. 10.
So, if you do me this one favor, she's all yours.
Sounds like a plan.
Cass is talking to Brittany. Now is a good time. You ready?
Yeah.
Great. Go ahead.
Chapter 8. Finances and the like. Tom's friends laughed at him when he told them he was saving for retirement when they were still teenagers. They said things like, "That's for old people," or "You plan on retiring at 40? Little did they know, he was setting himself up for success. Tom's financial savvy became evident as the years passed while his friend struggled. Tom's early wisdom turned out to be his most brilliant move. Start your journey to financial greatness now and prepare to take charge of your finance.
Owen, she says she doesn't know.
Owen raises his voice and points his finger at Mona.
Quiet! I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Emma.
You really need to go, Owen. You're scaring me.
I'm going to ask you one last time, and after this, I'm done. Where is the damn necklace?
I don't know!
You gave it to Cass, didn't you? Because you're with him!
Mona raises her voice.
There's nothing going on with me and Cass! What's the matter with you?
You're such a liar!
Excuse me?
I said you're a liar!
Owen suddenly leaves the dorm and slams the door